Michael Kays, K-A-Y-S, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Michael is a well-known 46-year-old gentleman, comes in today for a follow-up of his carotid ultrasound. He also has some testicular pain. He does a lot of sitting down. He's a locomotive operator, period. COVID immunization, none. He was seen a couple of years ago at urgent care in the Woodlands area, had ultrasounds done, which wants to repeat that. He said that one time he was sitting in locomotives, his eyes went black just for a few seconds. Then he regained his consciousness. His blood pressure is a little bit high. He regained his eyesight. He may have had some scotoma, saw an eye doctor a few months ago within normal limits. He's never had a CT scan, which he needs one today. His blood pressure has been slightly elevated, 131 over 90, no migraine headaches reported. Medications, none. COVID immunization, up to date. Allergy, none. Social, he drinks very little. He doesn't, does smoke, he vapes. Surgery, ear surgery, tonsils, adenoids, appendectomy, vasectomy, gastric sleeve, 2015. He weighed 350, went down to 230. He weighs 279 now. He's never been on B12 injections, but has been taking multivitamins. Family history, their mom's alive at 76. Dad's alive at 81 with high blood pressure, diabetes. Colonoscopy, none. He also has a history of low testosterone associated with sleep apnea. He needs to have his sleep, need to have sleep apnea testing done and a testosterone recheck today, period. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 279 pounds, 96%, 1880, 131 over 90, heart positive, from both of two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck, surgery, this skin shows my natural, because of the lesions going on focal. Number one, as far as his testosterone is concerned, recheck levels and decide. Number two, sleep apnea goes along with the testosterone. Number three, he needs to have his B12 level checked. Next number, because of his scrotal pain, we looked at his scrotum, it was within normal limits. Next number, symptoms consistent with prostatitis. Next number, Cipro 500 twice a day. Next number, Rosefenegram now. Next number, scotoma. Next number, has seen the eye doctor. Next number, CT of the head ordered. Next number, come back in a week. Next number, check blood work. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, lose weight. Next number, carotid ultrasound within normal limits in face of eye symptoms that he described. Next one was no headache reported. Next one was echocardiogram within normal limits. Next one was not in atrial fibrillation. Next one was no evidence of DVT or PVD noted in the upper or lower extremity. Next number, finished Cipro for prostatitis. Next one was recheck patient in a week. Next one was may need to see a neurologist. Next one was the symptoms do not appear to be seizure-like. Next one was blood work checked from a couple of years ago. Next one is he was on testosterone at one time, but he took himself off of it. Next one is history of hyperlipidemia. Next one is last A1C was 5.7 in September 2024. Next one is TSH within normal limits. Next one is PSA was within normal limits. Next one is hyperlipidemia noted. Next one is I don't see any evidence of significant evidence of carotid stenosis. On the ultrasound at this time. Thank you.